Yes, he is back. Adam Ellison, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Robbo. Yeah, Friday the 13th, a bit spooky.
Yeah, I know. Just watch where you're stepping there too. Oh, jeez. That's our black cat, our studio cat I got in for this morning, Blacksmith.
Yeah. Oh, Blacksmith, interesting name. How did you get the name?
Well, he's not greatly tempered, so when I growl at him, he makes a spring from a nuts and a bolt for the door.
Now, recently I crossed a black cat's path.
Did you?
Now, is that bad luck for the cat?
Yeah, 7 years.
Well, it's like it's only 7 years.
Well, it was a bit of bad luck last night for the old Bendigo Spirit too. I mean, there's whoopins, but that, I guess, shows what they've got to do to get up near the top with the Southside Flyers flogging them.
Yeah, I actually watched a bit of this game, Robbo. So the scoreline looks bad, 102 to 60, but it's not as bad as it looks, and I can honestly say that.
Really?
First half, Spirit couldn't make a shot, and Flyers were shooting at about 75-80%.
Oh, yeah.
So when you are an up-and-coming side and you can't make one, and the best side in the comp just drains them from everywhere.
Yeah.
It looks ugly. Carly Ernst was fantastic. I think she had about 19 points and 7 rebounds or something like that. But you look at the Flyers list, they've got Blitzarves by two. They've got two, their sister-in-laws.
Yeah.
You got Jenna Hay, Rebecca Cole, Liz Cambridge, all. Well, Cambridge is just like a million foot tall.
Yeah, and a WNBA superstar,
yeah.
You know.
So Cambridge had 18 points. So, yeah, the scoreline looks bad. A lot of things didn't go right. So the bottom side playing the favourites for the premiership, things went. And as I heard on the news, it's a very short season. It's a six week season.
Yeah.
Gee, it's been a long time since I've been on the radio. Can't talk. You don't have a lot of time to think about it. They play Saturday afternoon. So if you want to watch the games, get on Foxtel or KO. ABC are doing some games as well.
Yeah.
They're doing the 5 p.m. Saturday and the 3 p.m. Sunday games.
Okay.
So if you like women's basketball, but chance against the Flames. The Flames had a 15-point loss to the Boomers the other night as well. So.
Yeah. Okay. Now, of course, your first love, Bowls, back in business, mate. The old... Woodies didn't really get off to the great start you would have liked, but still it's just, I guess, great to be out there.
Yeah, great to be out there. Delayed start of about 3 weeks due to COVID. Different format. We're playing 21 ends straight through rather than 25 and a tea break in the middle. So,
yeah,
like everything, just a bit quicker. Yeah, we didn't start off well, but we're not on the bottom yet. I mean, not that we're going there, Robbo.
Yeah. No, anyway. don't say that yet.
Yes. This week, Castlemaine, who had a terrible loss against Bendigo last week, take on South, who are the reigning premiers, and they had a bad loss as well last week, so they'll be wanting a win. The mighty, mighty Inglewood taking on who I think are the premiership favourites, Eagle Hawk. They're a very steady, solid club. Kangaroo Flat, who beat South Bendigo last week against the Bendigo Bowling Club, who had a huge win against Castlemaine. This is the match of the round, possibly the match of the season. Bendigo have recruited really well. They've got about 3 or 4 ex-players returned to the club, which is really strengthening them. And Lawrence Brooks is back this week from the Ring of Steel, so he's back from Melbourne. So.
Yeah.
And Golden Square take on Bendigo East. So, yeah, but that Kangaroo Flat, Bendigo Bowls game should be really, really good. Wish I was there to see it, but playing. Cricket's a bit different this year too, Robbo. What a one-day cricket.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is not my kind of go. I used to block the living crap out of them, so one-day cricket wasn't my go.
Yeah.
So, totally different. It's hard to predict what'll happen. It's just about what happens on the day. So,
yeah.
Strathmerist take on White Hills. Strathfield say take on Sandhurst. Butts take on Square. Kangaroo Flat going all right this season.
Yeah.
It's only early days. They're travelling along really well.
Yep.
Taking on Eagle Hawk and Bendigo taking on Huntly North at the QEO, which should be the best pitch ever at the QEO with no football on it.
Well, that's
during
true
the
too.
Winter. Should be batsman's paradise, as I reckon.
Yeah.
This season. And Emu Valley, they're also gone to the one-day format. Cal Gully takes on Spring Gully. Axe Creek takes on United. The mighty Sedgwick Cricket Club they're still just rolling along, Robbo. They take on West Bendigo. We're going all right in this season. Emu Creek take on Morong. And Mandurah have got the bye. So not ideal to have a bye in a Div 1 comp, but there's been a lot of movement with clubs just in the off-season, going from Emu Valley to Castlemaine and joining the and clubs joining the Bendigo comp. It's been a very different off-season, but hey, just glad to have a season in all sports.
I was about to say, they're out there, they're doing it. That's the main thing. Mate, thank you very much, and we might catch you on Monday morning and have a little wee wrap-up of what's happened over the weekend.
Yeah, we'll talk about a Woody's win, hopefully.
And hopefully a Spirit win as well.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right. Thank you, Adam Ellerton.